Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Faster than a speeding beach ball, able to down tall margaritas in a single gulp, they are the Parrotheads. This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer, and today on our show, a look at those loyal disciples of musician Jimmy Buffett as our Superfan series continues. And later, Alexi Murdoch is amassing a sizable fan base himself thanks to his acclaimed albums and his soundtrack for a Sam Mendes movie. He'll play songs from his upcoming record live in the studio. But first, a bit of housekeeping. Now, as most of you know, Soundcheck often broadcasts live from the Green Space, the performance venue located on the ground floor of the WNYC studios. And maybe you've come to see one of them with Lou Reed or Tori Amos, Jason Moran, The National, or the surprisingly acrobatic local rap group Das Racist. Well, we're set for another live broadcast from the Green Space next Friday, February 25th at 2 p.m., and we have someone we'd like to invite. If we can find him. He seems to spend a lot of time on a boat these days. Irene, were you able to track him down? Good. Okay. All right, let's give this a try. Can I speak to Thomas Dolby, please?
Yeah, hi, John. This is Thomas.
Hi, Thomas. First of all, where are you right now?
I am on a restored 1930s lifeboat looking out over the North Sea from the east coast of Britain towards Germany.
This lifeboat doubling as your floating recording studio, right?
That's right. Well, it's in the garden of my beach house in Suffolk, and our garden floods every now and then, so I can't have the proverbial garden shed like most guys do to escape to. So I thought I'd get myself a lifeboat instead, so when the flood waters come, I can just rise up like Noah.
All right, so that's where you are now. Next week, you're going to be here in New York. Will you play for us in the Green Space next Friday?
I'd love to play something for you, yes. I won't have any gear with me, but I'll do a sort of an unplugged version, yeah.
So you'll bring some New York friends along, like the string quartet Ethel and the singer-songwriter Rochelle Garnier. How did you meet those folks?
Actually, at the TED conference, for whom I've been the music director for the last 10 years or so, and both Ethel and Rochelle have performed live at TED, and so they're good friends, and they've been helping me out with a new album that I'm making, and so I'm going to have them come down to the Green Space with me and play for you guys.
All right. Just quickly, what is the TED conference?
Yeah, the TED Conference is an annual event that happens in California and also annually in the UK. And it's basically a meeting of brilliant minds. It's kind of a think tank where writers and explorers and astronomers and physicists basically set out their vision for a rosier future.
Okay. Now, Thomas Dolby's with us on the line from his lifeboat overlooking the North Sea. We heard a little bit of She Blinded Me with Science. Maybe we'll hear one of those old hits next week as well. But we're also going to get a sneak preview of your long-awaited album, A Map of the Floating City. How long has it been since your last record?
Well, I think this qualifies as long-awaited. It's been 20 years since my last record.
That certainly is something to look forward to. Thomas, it won't just be you and the quartet and Rochelle on stage. Are you familiar with the Jamaican mento band The Jolly Boys?
I am, and I love them.
All right. Well, they are going to be your opening act. And for listeners who are unfamiliar with The Jolly Boys, you will never listen to Amy Winehouse's Rehab the same way again.
I like him glass, but I know it doesn't come in a shot glass. They tried to make me go to rehab, but I said no, no, no. Yes, I've been black, but when I come back, you will know, no, no. I ain't got
That's the Jolly Boys from Jamaica. Legend has it Errol Flynn gave them their name. These septuagenarians will be with us in the green space next Friday. So will Thomas Dolby on the line with us from his lifeboat. And I don't want to spoil the conversation for next week, Thomas, but there is a lot to talk about, including the lifeboat. So I'm really looking forward to it. And thanks so much, and we'll see you next Friday.
It's going to be great to be back in New York, and I look forward to seeing you, John.
All right. Thomas Dolby with us on Soundcheck, and you can join us next Friday on Soundcheck in the green space for a live performance from Thomas Dolby and friends. He'll perform songs from a new album that won't be out until this summer, and we'll get a live performance from the Jolly Boys, that Jamaican mento band that started 55 years ago. All of that happening next Friday, February 25th, 2 p.m., Tickets are limited. Go to wnyc.org/thegreenspace.
The trade winds lash the Caribbean. Umbrella twizzles in her drink.
Well, you hear Thomas Dolby singing about drinks in the Caribbean. That sort of neatly sets up what we'll be doing next, which is looking inside the world of Jimmy Buffett's superfans, the so-called Parrotheads. And then coming up later on Soundcheck, live music from another singer-songwriter who often works on the water. The guitarist and boat owner Alexi Murdoch joins us for a live performance later on.
I'm slipping away, unseen by